Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Waiver Wire Week 14. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and today it's Monday, and you know what that means. It's the waiver wire, week 14. Bimageddon 2 has struck. What will become of our fantasy shares as we continue to look forward to the playoffs? Will they die on the vine, or will we find the players to add in and save our seasons? Well, the answer is yes. We're going to find those guys for you here, as we always do. Derek Brown, D-Bro, the King of Bros, is here with us today. And our good friend Chris Allen is back yet again to join us. I love when Chris is on the show. Follow him on the Twitter machine immediately. Chris Allen, FFWX. You check out his work at 4for4, at Football Guys, at Yahoo, at Fantasy Life, Establish a Run. My goodness, he is everywhere. He is amazing. And he's here somehow as well. It's unbelievable. We know that there was a lot of injuries too. We're going to break down some of that stuff too. What's going on here with some of those impact injuries of the quarterback position as well. But gentlemen, we have to start with the sleeper waiver wire pickup of the week.
Top waiver pickups.
James Cook, just 32% rostered on sleepers. Somehow still, I'm not sure why. We talked about him last week, adding him after the Thanksgiving games, and thought maybe it's time to start adding this guy speculatively. Maybe it wasn't a one-off. We've seen this before. Chris Allen, I know he's your number one this week too. D-Bro, number one this week, also at the running back position. Chris, we've seen this happen in the past where we get these running backs that pop in the rookie season, in the last 6 weeks of the season. Is James Cook the next in line of that group?
I don't see why not, because if we're looking at the way that Josh Allen's been playing over the past couple of weeks, I mean, I'm not a doctor. Don't get it twisted or anything like that. But you can't tell me that with the way Josh Allen's been playing over the past couple of weeks, that there's not something going on with his elbow. I mean, it hasn't even cracked. I mean, what, 253 yards, I think, is his max like yardage output over the past couple of weeks since the elbow injury. So if we're not expecting him to be as aggressive downfield as he normally has been, if he's also been looking more towards the short and intermediate areas of the field, his ADOT hasn't been as high as it was like towards the earlier parts of the season. I mean, James Cook has been one of the beneficiaries for it. We saw he was looking more towards the short area of the field when he was, you know, ripping off those quick passes to Isaiah McKenzie on Thanksgiving. And then we saw the flippening happening in the backfield against the Patriots just this past week. James Cook ran more routes than Devin Singletary, earned more targets than Devin Singletary. I mean, Singletary actually ceded some more third down rushes to James Cook as well, like against the Patriots too. So if we're seeing that larger share between the backfield flip towards the rookies' way, I mean, with their upcoming schedule right now, I mean, who they got over the next few weeks? They got the Jets, Miami, Chicago. I mean, Jets. Okay, that might be a little bit of a tougher out. We saw Dalvin Cook get into the box on Sunday, so that might be fine. I mean, for Cook's pass-catching backs upside, but with the two matchups that he's got, like once we really get into the playoffs, oh boy, I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. James Cook is the easy add for me. And if any fantasy managers are looking for a running back to start, I mean, with some of the injuries going on right now, I mean, James Cook is the easy plug and play right now.
How much would you spend on him in free agent budget? I know we're at the end of the year, so is this the thing where you just empty the tank on him, what you have left?
I would unload the clip. I mean, 10%+ I think is probably the best option, like for folks right now, because we're how many other big names do we think are supposed to drop between now and then? Like, I'm not trying to, I'm trying to be as aggressive as possible, especially like when we were talking before the show. I mean, this week 14, like, bye is going to be screwing up a lot of people right now. I mean, who are folks going to be without? I mean, Jonathan Taylor going to be out this week. I mean, Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon also out
this week. Walker could be out this week. I mean, we know Lamar Jackson could be out. It is.
You've got a ton of guys that could be out
this week. Let me tell you, Chris, this is possibly the toughest waiver wire week we've seen all year. We've saved the best for last. This is, I'm telling you, this is the most important waiver wire show of your lifetime. This is it. This is the one. We're not overselling it here, folks.
Yes.
James Cook had 86 yards rushing on 11 carries against the Cleveland Browns. Then the last 2 weeks, he's had 11 targets in those two combined games. D-Bro, let's talk about James Cook and get your feeling on him. Chris was talking about just letting it go, getting this guy on your roster, or keeping him off somebody else's roster, too, more importantly, if you're a very good team, especially with so many question marks going on this week between players missing and players injured. This is an incredible confluence of events here in week 14 where James Cook could really help somebody potentially, and it better be your roster, not somebody else's.
Well, we try to tell people to add in speculatively beforehand, and if you didn't do it then on the cheap... You gotta pay up, baby. So yes, I think 12 to 15% really kind of whatever you're surveying the field. And I want to throw this out there is you're surveying the field of what is left and who is in contention for your league. So you might have to spend 15%. Hell, you might have to just spend $7 if everybody's only got $6 left. You need to go and look around, one, what teams are in contention, and two, what do they have left in the fab bank? And so that could look very different league to league. But I think the big takeaway here, guys, is be aggressive. You're going to have to be aggressive in your bids to get him on your team. Everybody saw what he did last week. 20 touches, 105 total yards. And the thing that I harped on when we first brought up James Cook is it's not only the offensive situation. It's not only, the passing down work. It's also the fact that James Cook has been one of the most elusive backs in the NFL. You look at all running backs with 25 or more carries. This dude is 21st in yards after contact per attempt, third in breakaway run rate, second in yards per route run, and 18th in PFF elusive rating, right behind Travis Etienne, to give some context. So it's not just all of the things around James Cook. It's the fact that this dude is uber freaking talented. Mm-hmm. So yes. Yeah. Be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Get him on your teams if you weren't wise enough to add him already.
Yeah, look, we talked about him after the Cleveland game. We talked about him even more after Detroit because we thought exactly what Chris touched on too, which is something about Josh Allen just not right. You could tell he's playing through pain. He is not the normal free and loose Josh Allen. And if so, then James Cook's going to work even more. And these guys are going to have to make up that difference. And look, he was a terrific running back at Georgia. If you watch those games, you saw the explosiveness. I mean, he has a lot of the same skills of his brother, but he's a little bit more explosive. And he's littler, but he's a little bit more explosive as well. That comes along with the territory. D-Bro, who's next on your list here at running back? Who is your number two to add this week in week 14?
So I'm going to throw in my next two ads. I understand that, you know, a lot of times we're going down the well and we're looking at guys that are under 50%. These guys I got to bring up. I mean, my number two guy is Cam Akers. And for everything I talked about last week about Kyren Williams, well, apparently Sean McVay said, hoodwinked, and Kyren Williams got dusted. Now, Cam Akers, I get that he is 56% rostered on Sleeper, but a lot of other platforms, he is below 50%. And even pulling that up on Sleeper, I was like, look, this can't be all live leagues. Like, Cam Akers is going to be out there in a number of leagues. And if he's not out there and you're listening to this, that's fine. We're going to bring up a lot of other guys that are way below 15, 20% throughout the show. So don't chase at me. Don't at me on Twitter and say, hey, he's not available.
Well, look, he is 56% rostered on Sleeper, but 45% in the consensus. So he is still out there in roughly 50% of league. Look, 50% is 50%. You can go out there today, and if you're in six leagues, maybe three of them, he's out there. I mean, that's pretty easy right now to add him. And your process was 100% right on Kyren Williams. It was just the wrong choice, unfortunately. They went to Cam Akers again. And Sean McVay is clearly just hates everyone's fantasy team. That's at the end of the day what that means.
How much would you be willing to spend on Cam Akers at this point and juncture in the season?
I think if he's out there, look, even with the 17 touches and two rushing touchdowns, people still are not going to believe in Cam Akers. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think it's going to take much, 5 to 7% of your fab. But the thing I want to bring up about Cam Akers is that, has he been terrible for most of the season? Yes. That's not illuminating anything to anybody. But if you look at his efficiency numbers, Joe, I wrote this up in the primer, and there are small little inklings where you're like, wow, like he's playing a lot better than a lot of his box scores are saying. If you look at his yards after contact per attempt over the last three games, and this is not including the last game because when we were prepping for this show, we didn't have Sunday numbers, but the three previous games before that, these are his yards after contact per attempt numbers: 3.67, 3.07, 4.1. And for everybody out there, that is fantastic.
Yes.
So while he's not putting up 100-yard rushing days, he is breaking tackles and running well, running much better than he has run for the entirety of the season. So if the offensive line could even be somewhat, like, not even league average, like, open a little bit of, like, daylight there for Cam Akers, his numbers are saying that he is playing much better than people understand.
And volume is going to be there because it's not like they have some prolific passing attack. That's the other thing. The volume is the puzzle of what the Rams offense is very different in terms of the pieces and where they're going to be. The Cooper Kupp piece is gone. The Allen Robinson piece is gone. The Matthew Stafford piece is gone. So all you have is to run the football and hope for the best. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about AirMed Care Network. Let's talk about your best defense for the unexpected. Are you prepared if the unthinkable happens? If a medical emergency arises, AirMed Care Network provides its members with world-class emergency air transport services to the nearest hospital with no out-of-pocket expenses. Join today and never pay a dime for your medical flight when flown by an AMCN provider. Insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of a medical emergency, so this is a great way to secure financial peace of mind for you and your family. Memberships cost as little as $85 a year for your entire household. And right now, as a Fantasy Pros listener, you'll get up to $50 in a Visa or Amazon gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use the offer code FANTASYPROS. No matter where you are in the game of life, an AirMed Care Network membership is the protection no one should live without. And now, back to the action. Chris Allen, who is your number two running back to add this week in week 14?
So my next one is going to be Ty Johnson for the New York Jets. And I have at least some concerns about their week 14 matchup going up against the Buffalo Bills. I mean, Bills defense, like, they can be got. We've seen some teams that go ahead and, like, I mean, Jared Goff even put it to him on Thanksgiving. I mean, for some stretches, it looked like Mac Jones was going to be able to do it against them too. But I still think, even with Mike White throwing two picks against the Vikings just yesterday, or just on Sunday rather, the team still operated about like 41.2, 41.6 like yards per drive. So it's still an effective offense. But Ty Johnson coming in behind Bam Knight, and I'm sure Debro is going to have some points on Knight here in just a couple minutes. Ty Johnson still ran more routes than Knight. I mean, he's still operating in all of the high leverage situations that you want, like, for a running back. I mean, it was short yardage, 2 minute, third downs. I mean, he had all the metrics, like the usage metrics that we would want for a running back. And looking at their upcoming schedule, they're not that bad. I mean, like, so they're still on the playoff push. Got Buffalo this week, and then after that, 2 weeks moving into the playoff, Detroit and Jacksonville. It's not bad. I mean, if we're trying to look for a pass catching running back on what we assume to be at least an effective offense, I'm not going to crown and say it's going to be one of the most efficient offenses. But with the way that Mike White is moving the ball, that short ADOT quick passing that they've been working with Mike LaFleur and company, I think it's good enough for Ty Johnson to be able to at least be like an RB2 flex option, like, moving forward. So I like Ty Johnson at about, you know, 7 to 10%, like, somewhere in there. I still think that when we're talking about James Cook, at least a tier ahead of Ty Johnson. Mm-hmm. But if you are looking for somebody to start this week,
it's week 14. Oh,
yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. That could be a guy that if he just gets six targets, we're good.
Which he just did. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah. We're good. We're all right. Because you're missing the Falcons, you're missing the Packers, you're missing the Colts, Saints, Commanders, you're possibly missing Kenneth Walker. Any other running backs? I'm trying to remember yesterday who else fell. Like, I think I got them all. All right.
Think so.
So that's a lot of guys, because especially some of these backfields where you're using Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson, you're using, you've been, you know, AJ Dillon's been oddly relevant of late again. All of a sudden he's in the mix and now he's out. AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones out. So right. You're missing duos, which is also tough too, because you're missing some depth. It's really tough right now. Ty Johnson, and even a 12 team league, I agree. I think he's worth throwing some money at. Let's go to the next guy on D-Bro's list. D-Bro, who you have for your number three RB in week 14?
So again, taking the guy that's over 50%, he is 52% rostered on Sleeper. I think you should be putting about 5% of your fab towards him. That's Jerick McKinnon. He's below 50% on a number of different other sites. And if this comes down to, yes, we are dealing with all types and shapes and sizes of running back injuries. So we talked about everybody that got hurt last week. I mean, look, if you had Michael Carter and you were trying to lean on him and you missed out on Bam Knight, if you have Joe Mixon and you don't have Samaje Perine, like, there are a lot of situations where you're like, oh, I don't even know who I'm going to play at running back this week. You know, so I think McKinnon is definitely worth a pickup. We've seen him last week, 10 touches, 60 yards, one touchdown, played the same number of snaps as Isaiah Pacheco. He ran 13 routes versus Pacheco's 11. We know that he is specifically the passing down back. He is going to also get a little bit of the work on early downs. And in one of the best offenses in the NFL, we've seen this guy get 7 to 8 targets in certain games. So I think, especially if you're in PPR formats, Jerick McKinnon is somebody that you need to have on your radar. But even in half point, I think that the touchdown equity is definitely there. And the upcoming schedule is pretty nice, guys. Like Denver, Houston, Seattle. These are pretty good.
And Denver and Vegas, if you want to keep going. That was his first half point PPR double-digit performance all year, by the way. Just throwing that out there for McKinnon. So, of course, I had to drop him last week in a league. So, of course, he went out and had his first
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I want week 13 to die a slow death. I hated everything about it in DFS, so ugly. In betting, in fantasy.
Yeah.
It was the worst. I'm over it. Luckily, we told everybody to start Christian Watson. That worked out. Like, we knew we had a lot of good. A
lot of good.
There was just things, just personally speaking, that I was invested in that I did not like. We were good on helping others. I wish somebody helped us last week. That's what I did. So how much would you spend on Jerick McKinnon, just roughly?
About 5%. But, I mean, again, you probably don't have to spend that much if he's out there in your league. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, people are like, he's okay. But he's not great.
Is he worth a little bit more just from, again, something happens to Pacheco? Then it gets real barren there real quick.
Again, like, he has more upside. This is another trying to be ahead of the curve speculative.
I wouldn't get cute. I'm not trying to sneak a dollar bid through for this guy.
I'm putting
a little bit of paper on there if I can. All right, let's go to another guy here on your list, Chris, who's the last guy on your list at RB for week 14.
Now, this is more of a speculative ad, but Mike Boone came back and actually took over about 25 to 30% of the rushing attempts like for Denver. And while nobody wants to really be associated with the Broncos offense at this point, I mean, I don't even think Russell Wilson does like as of right now. I mean, we'll see. I guess he probably has, you know, enough monetary reasons to still be want to be a part of the team. But either way, Mike Boone walks in, still at least gets, you know, a couple targets. Splits the backfield with Tavius Murray, and that's his first week back from injury. If we go rewind back to around weeks like, you know, 3, 4, 5, and 6, when he was a larger part of the team and before his injury, averaging about 4 targets, still mixing in on third downs as well. And if we're looking at the Broncos schedule, like moving forward, not that bad. I think they get their first matchup against KC. Arizona, who we know to be one of the weaker defenses that actually allows like some pass catching options, or at least pass catching RBs to get out there. And then they got the Rams in week 16. So decent run out for Mike Boone. We can also see his snaps increase. I mean, he's working behind like 32-year-old Latavius Murray. I mean, come on. What do we really expect from him like moving forward? And while I do think Murray's been fine like on his own, I would expect a more split backfield like moving forward for Denver.
Did Mike Boone go to the Russell Wilson birthday party? That's the question.
That's the real question that I need to find out.
Keep trying to answer it.
Yeah. And what was served at the Russell Wilson? You know, there was some weird appetizers there. I got a weird feeling. There was some stuff like they come over and they with the tray and you're like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not eating that. Yeah.
No, you know, it was catered by Subway. Come on, guys. Like, what are we talking about here? Russell Wilson strikes me as that kind of dude. Russell Wilson strikes me as that kind of dude, like the multi-million-dollar mansion and dudes like handing out like finger foods, Subway stuff, like things he picked up from like the Broncos headquarters. Like he strikes me as that time of dude.
You go to Russell Wilson in Sierra's house and they've got Subway for you. Like that's gotta be the all
great value like, brand Pop-Tarts. You're what is this, dude?
Two drink minimum.
Yeah, right. Yo,
it's not even an open bar.
It's a cash bar.
Yeah, not even. Yeah, two drink men.
No, no, worse. All right, Chris, give me any other RBs people should have on their radar, maybe in some deeper leagues too. You might want to be adding speculatively this week.
Yeah, a couple of deep cuts. We've seen Joshua Kelly like working on. He's at over 55% of the team snaps. So like any of the Isaiah Spiller discussion, I mean, whomever else was working behind that, like, no, it's pretty clear at this point over the like two game sample, admittedly, Joshua Kelly is the running back to own behind Austin Eckler. And then with Aaron Jones missing some time, I know he mixed in for a few snaps in the fourth quarter, but he was out for like a decent chunk of yesterday's game with a shin injury. And Aaron Jones has been in and out of the lineup over the past few weeks as well. And that's why we've seen AJ Dillon pop up for a couple of big games. Patrick Taylor is the third string running back right now. Green Bay's on a bye this week. He'll probably be healthy coming out of it. But again, deep, deep cut. And if you're in a like a larger bench league, Patrick Taylor, you can pick him up for free now. And especially with the team not really having a ton to play for, like playoff wise at this point. We'll see, you know, if they try and like mix in with some of the younger players that, you know, and kind of like if there's already some rumors about Jordan Love getting mixed in, like coming out of the bye, we'll see if the entire offense makes a shift and we see some of the younger guys mixing in.
D-Bro, any other RBs worth mentioning real quick before we move on to wide receiver?
I think it's definitely worth mentioning that Zonovan Knight is only rostered in 54% of sleeper leagues. So while he's been picked up,
you know what happened? I think it got muddy towards the end and people backed off. I think that's what happened.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, you never can tell. So I think it's definitely worth looking at your leagues and trying to at least search on sleeper and see if he's available. For a guy that got 20 touches, 118 total yards, we heard this coming week that it was going to be a three-way split and that didn't happen. So Zonovan Knight definitely worth looking to see if he's even out there. And I'll bring up Jordan Mason. He's only 50% rostered on sleeper. Yes, the San Francisco offense took a massive hit with Jimmy Garoppolo breaking his foot. Brock Purdy is not good. I know he looks serviceable, but we look at Jordan Mason. Tyrion Davis Price was active for this game. And I looked at him as being the 1B in this backfield. That didn't happen. We saw Jordan Mason play 15 snaps, run four routes, and get eight carries. And while that doesn't sound like a lot, again, we're talking about being ahead of the curve. If anything happens to CMC, this team is going to be run heavy. So regardless, even if the team is not playing well, you're looking at Jordan Mason. Is he RB3, low-end RB3, high-end RB4 with a ton of upside viable in this offense? You're looking at Tyler Algier, basically, but a better offense.
I like that. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to wide receivers. But just a reminder, too. Look, if you need extra help finding free agents, use the free agent finder. It's a tool in my playbook. It's free to use over there. Go to fantasypros.com/myplaybook. And what it does is it finds the top waiver wire pickups in all your leagues. And you can go out there and just make those ads. Very simple, especially if you got a lot of leagues going on right now. Again, it's the free agent finder over at Fantasy Pros. And go download the My Playbook app. What have you guys been waiting for? Come on, if you haven't already, do it. Let's get to the wide receivers here. Corey Davis is the first guy on D-Bro's list. Let's talk about him. We talked about him last week as kind of the sneaky ad. So were you happy with those results?
I was very happy with those results, Joe. I mean, 85 receiving yards. He got 10 targets in this game. Sure and look, Mike White is going to be throwing the ball. They're letting him throw the ball a ton because, hey, guess what? He doesn't suck like Zach Wilson. So the Jets are willing to let him
throw the ball
it.
57 times yesterday.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not exaggerating. That is the actual number. It's 57. How insulting is that to Zach Wilson that Joe Flacco's allowed to throw the ball 50 times? Mike White can throw the ball. It's like,
The t-shirts were the most insulting part. You see them t-shirts that they were rolling in with? Guess they hate Zach Wilson.
Whoa, I didn't see it. What was the t-shirt?
They were like Mike White t-shirts and all sorts of, and they were tremendous. Some folks were wearing the Mighty Ducks jerseys and stuff like that because they were the underdogs like coming into the game and they were playing in Minnesota too.
Nice. There you go. All right, let's talk some more Corey Davis here because Corey Davis is rostered still in just 18% of sleeper leagues, and that's not a whole lot.
Nope. And I think you can get it for cheap, 3-5% of your fab. Second game back, like I talked about, 85 receiving yards, 1.84 yards per route run. And for everybody that wants Elijah Moore to be a thing, Elijah Moore played more snaps. He ran more routes this week. He still was not a full-time player. The only two guys in this offense that do not come off the field when they go too tight end heavy is Corey Davis and Garrett Wilson. So you're looking at the upcoming matchups for Corey Davis. You have the Buffalo Bills, who honestly, since week seven, they have not been good versus wide receivers.
No, you can throw the ball. Let's be honest. That secondary is not what it was a couple years ago. It is not the same secondary.
13th most fantasy points per game to perimeter wide receivers since week seven. Then he gets Detroit and Jacksonville, who are 6th and 7th in yards per reception allowed to perimeter wide receivers. So Corey Davis, yeah, like it might not be a sexy name, but we care about production, guys. And this is a guy that he was top 30 in PFF receiving grade and yards per route run early in the season before he got hurt. He's playing well. The Jets are throwing the ball. Pick him up.
He gets Detroit, Jacksonville, and Seattle in the playoffs, too.
Pretty.
Who's number one guy on your list this week, Chris Allen? Who do you have at wide receiver?
All right, guys. I'm gonna pitch it to you like this. What if I told you you could find a wide receiver on the waiver wire, only 40% rostered, sleeper leagues, earning 10, 7, 9, 10 targets over the past 4 weeks. What would you guys say to that? Sounds good, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. I mean, 10 targets just this past Sunday, right? But they're Kyle Allen targets.
Kyle Allen made DJ Moore relevant. I mean, so why
targets
not?
Are targets, baby. We're chasing the volume. So that's
where
always. We're
at right now, all right? So Nico Collins, all right? That's where we're at. The Texans, not a good team, right? Brandon Cooks has been complete flame out. The only real fantasy asset that we've really been targeting over the past few weeks has been Damian Pierce, and he finally showed up in the box score on Sunday. But Nico Collins leads the team in targets over the past few weeks. Route participation has been high, and because he's got that shorter A-dot route running ability, mostly operates out of the slot, he's been Kyle Allen's like go-to guy. And if you look at the matchups moving forward, I mean, none of it looks great. I mean, they played Dallas in week 14. Micah Parsons is about to baptize Kyle Allen on Sunday. It's not going to look great for the team. And then they go and they play Kansas City, I believe, the week afterwards. So Chris Jones is probably going to do the same thing to Kyle Allen. So you're not expecting anything from Kyle Allen, the passer. But with the volume that Nico Collins has been receiving over the past month of games, I mean, you have to at least look at him as a viable streaming candidate. If you're in full PPR leagues, I mean, 6 for 44. It's not bad. I mean, five, 8 to 10 points per game. I'll take it.
And they're all going to be passing game scripts. They're all going to be behind. Yeah. Really are. I mean, they're 9-point underdogs going into this week. And I can't believe it's only 9, to be honest with you.
Well, right.
Oh, no, wait. No, I'm sorry. No, this was not the 9. There was another 9. This was the 16.5 this week, right? This is the biggest number I've seen all year. 16.5 is the number right now. My apologies to the Dallas Cowboys. 16.5. And you know what? Might not be enough.
Yeah, it might not be enough. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick'em contests against other people for the shot at winning over $150,000 in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb that leaderboard for your shot to win big money every single week. You can always test your skills versus the house at 20x your entry. And if you hit all your picks, boom, bet on the top 5 player prop over-unders or individual player matchups across every major sporting league, whether it be NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR too. Sign up today with promo code PROS. Again, that promo code is PROS at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app in app stores and get your first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but where you play. So make sure you're playing at nohouseadvantage.com. And when you do, use that promo code PROS. Again, that promo code is PROS to get that $25 deposit match. And now back to the action. Now, Chris, you also had Corey Davis on your list. He was your number 2. So Nico's 40% rostered, Corey Davis 18% rostered, which is funny because you would think that should be inverted by now. It's not. But Corey Davis, what's your 2 cents on him? Because Debro, I know, broke it down, but I know he was on your list also.
No, and Derek's 100% right, because the problem with Elijah Moore is that he doesn't add enough in the run blocking, and that has been that's a core part of the Shanahan offenses. And if you look at the reason why Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, I mean, all those guys are good pass catchers, get me wrong, but also the DNA of that offense and the way that it runs is you also have to be good in the run blocking game as well. And Corey Davis offers that, where Elijah Moore still working on it. It's cool and all because, you know, awesome route runner. He can move in the X, they can play in the Z too if you need him to, but good route runner, just not a good run blocker. And so if you're not capable of doing that right now, and Corey Davis is a seasoned veteran in that area, that's why he immediately walked into 10 targets this past week. I mean, it would be great to say that, yeah, I want to see more of Elijah Moore, and especially going up against the Buffalo Bills, who can be beat in the slot, you would think their slot receiver would be the target or be like a huge part of the game plan. But Elijah Moore just isn't that for them right now, because the key aspect to that offense is something he can't offer them right now. So yeah, Corey Davis should be a solid ad for this week.
Excellent point. All right, let's go to D-Bros number two. Who is it this week at wide receiver?
Well, I brought him up on our start sit show, Joe.
You did.
DJ Chark. You did. 26%.
And I played
roster.
Him in the DFS lineup too.
Yep.
We were like, we're looking for some cheap wide
this
receivers.
This close to a monster day, man. Yeah, I know. He was that close. Since he returned to the lineup, 14% target share. He is the field's or the team's field stretcher right now. Look, 98 receiving yards against the Jaguars. Now he gets the Minnesota Vikings and Carolina Panthers, who are 32nd and 31st in fantasy points allowed to perimeter wide receivers. So really good matchups in two of his next three games. I think DJ Chark is worth a pickup, especially. I mean, look, you can play him as a wide receiver 3-4 strong flex play this week, because as much as we love Jameson Williams, dude only ran two routes last week, so he's still being worked in to this rotation, and DJ Chark is the full-time guy.
All right, DJ Chark also just rostered in 26% of sleeper leagues. That is not a whole lot, so he's out there. I'm sure he was dropped in a lot of leagues, too, with Jameson Williams news. More on him later in the program. Jahan Dotson is next on your list, Chris. Let's talk about him, because he certainly had a nice moment in that Giants game, and we've seen some flashes from him before, not so much with Taylor Heineke. So that was very encouraging yesterday. So let's talk about Jahan Dotson and what we're willing to spend on him. He's 31% rostered this week.
Right. And he'd be more on the cheaper end. Like at first I was like, yeah, 5-7%, but they're going to be on a bye this week. So you could probably get him on the cheap for this week. And then they come right back and play the same team that we just saw him dunk on Sunday. And with him actually like coming out, like he came in, and this was like the really positive thing for him, is because like Washington, they've been bottom three, bottom five and pass rate over expected for the past few weeks, because they've just been winning on the ground. Brian Robinson with his big hat or big helmet or whichever. I mean, he's been
the big hat. It's a big hat.
I want one of those hats.
Oh, it's a big hat. I mean, well, Chris Allen, I'm not saying we're giving them away, but let's just say
here we go.
There's one person on the show who wears the hats every show that I work with. Let's just say maybe later in the week, there might be a big hat on this show.
Let's talk about it. Yeah. If I can get a big hat, I mean, yeah. I will be annoying with the big hat. Like those things are dope.
Look, you could pull off the big hat.
I think
if anybody could pull it off, you can. Like I'm just saying, like you could actually go out there. You could be at Russell Wilson's birthday and, you know, meeting people in the big hat. And I think
I'm not eating Subway. So like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not paying the 2-drink minimum. I ain't doing that.
Like, you like puffy bread and sweaty meat? Subway. Yeah, no. Oh, it's for you.
Oh, sounds terrible.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
Subway is not a sponsor of the show yet.
Well, they're not going to be now.
Not now. I've ruined it all. So,
right. You know. But no, Jahan Dotson. All right. Second in routes run, like was second in targets behind Terry McLaurin. Also another baller like on the team. So now if the team actually has like more reliable pass catching options, could we see? I'm not saying that they're going to turn into the Buffalo Bills or anything like that in terms of pass rate over expected. But at least if they shift back from their running ways, start to incorporate their aerial attack more, because they have more reliable pass catchers downfield, especially against the same defense that's still having problems in their secondary just because they don't have the dudes in order to cover any of the pass catchers, then again, Jahan Dotson should be an easy, like a cheap pickup this week. And then as you move into week 15, he should be a solid flex option too.
Love it. 31% roster. D-Bro, you got another guy who's 31% roster that you want to add in week 14. Who is it?
All right, Julio Jones. I know that he has been dust. I know that he has not been serviceable for the whole year. And again, it's not going to take you much to get him on your team. I know I'm just spitting a glittering case about Julio Jones. But the thing about Julio Jones is he's getting healthier, and this is at the right time for your fantasy rosters. 70%, 67% route participation over his last two games played. He's shown glimpses when he has been somewhat healthy this year. He has two games over 75 PFF receiving grades and over 2.25 yards per route run. Since week seven, so in two of the next three games, he gets the Cincinnati Bengals and the Arizona Cardinals. Since week seven, the Bengals have not been the same as far as a pass defense. They're allowing the sixth highest yards per attempt, and the Arizona Cardinals over that same stretch, the most passing touchdowns in the NFL. So we're talking about, okay, yes, Mike Evans, yes, Chris Godwin, but if you're looking at one of these high passing volume offenses. We know Cameron Brate's not going to factor into the passing game a ton. If it's not going to the running backs, Julio Jones could have some serviceable weeks moving forward.
Right, and he has touchdown equity. We know that. Brady looks for him in good spots in the red zone. He can still do that. He's still a big body dude. He still kind of fills some of that Gronk shadow that's out there that nobody's been able to really step into. Let's go for another guy, Chris, on your list. Who's the last guy at wide receiver you want to talk about today?
Yeah, the last guy that probably folks should be considering as well, Devontae Parker. After what that viral video went out of Mac Jones, like yelling about the passing game for the Patriots on the sidelines against Buffalo. I get it. I mean, they're really like, they're not as efficient on offense. They're not using play action the way they should with this kid. I think the rumors about the fact that they were calling different plays for Bailey Zappi, I think some of that is like kind of true at this point, but either way, if they wind up throwing at least shifting the game plan more towards hitting some of those easy buttons for Mac Jones, especially against Arizona. I mean, Arizona's tough up front. I think they're sixth in pass rush win rate like so far throughout the season. On the back end, I mean, they're still pretty weak in their secondary right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Chargers, of course, that's Justin Herbert. Can't compare him to Mac Jones, but I mean, Justin Herbert had a solid day against them. Jimmy Garoppolo had a solid day against them. We've seen pass catching running backs get them, but also, I mean, primary wide receivers. So guys like Tyler Lockett, 5 for 67 and 1 when Seattle played him. Geno Smith had an excellent day playing against Arizona. So I think the matchup in week 14 sets up well for Mac Jones. And with that, with Devontae Parker leading the team in targets in primetime this past week, now one of his targets was that like last-ditch effort of a throw from Mac Jones into the end zone where Devontae Parker was literally like out of bounds and walking off to the sideline already when Mac Jones threw it. But still, with Jacoby Myers like still nursing that shoulder injury, can't expect as much from guys like Nelson Aguilar, Tyquan Thornton. I mean, the tight ends are fine, but Devontae Parker is going to be out there leading the team in routes run, which he did this past week. The volume should be there for him, and in a plus matchup against the Cardinals, I think he's fine for week 14.
I mentioned how depressed I was about week 13. I think the bottom of the barrel was watching N'Keal Harry make a circus catch as a Patriots fan. That was like the bottom of it. That was it. There's nothing but up after that. But look, the Patriots need to get more talent on the wide receiver. I mean, they've been whiffing on guys for years now.
Oh yeah.
And Devontae Parker is not the long-term answer, but he might be a short-term answer for some of your fantasy teams. Last guy on your list, Derek Brown, a wide receiver, week 14. Who is it?
I look at this guy in the same vein as Nico Collins, but it's Mac Hollins. So you're looking at this guy, it's the same play as Nico. You're going and we're chasing volume. Mac Hollins is only rostered in 44% of sleeper leagues. I think it's only going to take 2 to 3% of your fab to get him. And we're looking at a player that over the last three games, 22% target share. And two of his next three games, he gets the Rams and Steelers, who entered week 13, allowing the 12th most and the most passing touchdowns, or at least the most receiving touchdowns to opposing wide receivers over that stretch of the season. Mac Hollins, not a sexy name, but the production and the volume have been there.
There's a guy that has 7 touchdowns, by the way, in the last 4 weeks. You know who that guy is? You want to take a guess?
Go ahead,
7 Joe. Touchdowns. Huh? What do you got?
I don't know.
Go ahead. Eight touchdowns. I missed one. 8 touchdowns. He's not on the waiver wire, but he's somebody that we're giving away a jersey for. It's Christian Watson. Christian Watson has 8 touchdowns in the last. I mean, that is stunning. Three against Dallas, 2 against Tennessee, 1 against Philly, and then 2 more yesterday against Chicago. And again, 1 was the rushing, so I missed that one. I was able to pull back. But we're giving away a Christian Watson autographed jersey before he scores another touchdown. He can't this week because he's on a bye. That's the only reason, although he might be able to. I don't know. It's been pretty crazy. But if you want to get in on this, go to fantasypros.com/contest. That's the way to do it. So that Christian Watson jersey can be yours. What you do is you go and you leave a 5-star review of the podcast, wherever you get your pods, go to Apple Podcasts, say, I love the show. Chris Allen's the best guest. Get him on all the time. Anything like that. That's it. You're entered to win. That's all you got to do. It's very simple. Go to fantasypros.com/contest for the details. Screenshot that review. And if you want more entries, follow us on social media, on Twitter, on the Instagram, and of course on what else we got, the TikTok, where Andrew Erickson is king of TikTok. Andrew Erickson. Let's get to some other names here on our list of players to add this time. Let's talk about the quarterbacks, because we might need some. Chris Allen, start us off here with a quarterback that maybe should be rostered this week.
No, I think with injuries and whatnot and trying to figure out what their timelines are, I think I like Derek's more. But let's talk about one of the guys that is likely going to be out on your waiver wire. That's Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm.
Lions facing the Vikings in a divisional rematch. And quick stat about Jared Goff. In the games where Amon-Ra has started and ended the game healthy, Jared Goff is third in EPA per play amongst all quarterbacks. And the dude, I mean, the sun god lifts all people. He bestows upon them the power in order to be efficient quarterbacks. And we've seen that for one Jared Goff, like throughout the entirety of the season. I mean, Detroit's averaging 35.6 yards per drive, like with Amon-Ra St. Brown, like on the field. And it's not just because of him. I mean, of course, we watched him rip off, what was it, 111, 114 yards and two TDs on Sunday. But we also got to see them flex like some of their depth. I mean, DJ Chark playing well. I mean, even DeAndre Swift getting in the mix, like in the receiving game too. I mean, Jamal Williams is going to get his, and we'll see him doing some sort of freaky dance in the end zone because he's leading the league in rushing touchdowns. That's fine. But in the matchup against the Vikings, 51.5-point total, I think it's one of the highest on the slate for week 14 so far. And with both teams playing well, I mean, Vikings defense is one to be had. They're 22nd in EPA allowed on defense. But with both offenses playing well and the way that we expect them to interact, I think Jared Goff is probably the slam dunk in terms of quarterback streaming for week 14.
And he's playing inside, folks. Playing inside. He's an inside cat, Jared Goff. Okay, that's what he likes to do. All right, D-Bro, who's your guy to add this week at the QB position? This might be more of a super flex play, obviously, but we're going to need some super flex help this week. That's for damn sure. Well,
we're going to keep the good times rolling. We've had good success with Mac Jones, had good success with Mike White, QB7 on the week, Mike White from last week.
Yeah, 100%.
And this one, we're going to go with Konami codes, baby. Lamar Jackson is going to be out this week. Tyler Huntley, not going to cost you much, especially in one QB formats. He is only rostered in 3% of sleeper leagues. He gets the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. And Pittsburgh, 8th most fantasy points per game allowed to quarterbacks since week 7. They are 26th in passing yards per game, 32nd in explosive pass rate. And Tyler Huntley, last year when we saw in the 5 games he started, had at least 40 rushing yards in every single game.
Yeah. Better fantasy quarterback for sure than actual quarterback, but who cares? This is about points.
Doesn't matter.
I'm with you 100%. If I'd be surprised if Lamar plays, but I mean, this is a huge game. They got the Steelers, and then they've got to have the Steelers again in a couple weeks, and they still have the Bengals. So there's a lot more in-division stuff here for the Ravens, and they are limping to the finish line, boys. I mean, they barely, with the skin of their teeth, got out that game against Denver yesterday, which was gross. God, was that awful. Ugh. You could play that game 3 times and it still would have been an under combined all those 3 times you played it. Let's get to the tight ends here. Let's start with you, Chris. Who are you adding this week at the tight end position?
So this is contingent on the Treylon Burks injury. I'm assuming with the way that the concussion protocol has trended now since the Tua scare earlier in the season that we're not going to see Treylon Burks in week 14. And so with looking at the other pass catching options for the Titans, their second tight end, so not Austin Hooper, but Chigozie Okonkwo, like he's been popping up for big games like throughout the majority of the season so far. And actually, with the way that he's popped up, I had to take a look at it. So since week 7, when he's seen a larger share of the snaps on the offense for the Titans, he's actually been he's second in explosive catch rate. Over that span, which is kind of wild to think about, like the other guys that are on the field. I mean, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine pops up for a few games here and there. They still got Robert Woods. I mean, even Derrick Henry has been ripping off some big runs. I mean, we saw him actually do that against the Bengals, not last week, but the week beforehand on that screen pass that wound up with Treylon Burks having his first touchdown of the season, which was kind of wild. But either way, Okonkwo, like with the way that his pass catching has worked out, I mean, with the fact that they're still going to need to pass like this week, I mean, they're going up against Jacksonville. And we know
game too. After dropping 2 in a row the way they did, they definitely need to get the game.
Exactly. So with the way that we know that they're expected to at least try and continue to compete with their standings in the AFC, I think Okonkwo is a solid tight end streamer for week 14.
Big guy too, 6'4", 240. Yeah, that is not a little dude.
Athletic is
watching him catch that ball. It's like, I was like, he's talking about a matchup nightmare out there for some of those smaller guys in the corner spots. All right, D-Bro. Looks like you've had a moment here, or finally you might be drinking the Kool-Aid that I was telling you about last week. I wanted you to try. Who is your streaming tight end for week 14, D-Bro?
I mean, look, it's the matchup. It's Hunter Henry, baby. He's only rostered in 33% of sleeper leagues. And all I have to tell you, and we'll keep this short, he's playing the Arizona Cardinals. And that's the end of my analysis.
That's all you need. It's all you need. Speaking of the Cardinals, who is your defense streamer of week 14, D-Bro?
I'm just going to stay on the same game. And people could say, how are you going to bring up this defense? And you just talked about the tight end. We talked about Devontae Parker. But you can have fantasy defenses give up points and stuff and still be productive. That's sure. The Arizona Cardinals going against the New England Patriots. Not going to take much. They're only 7% rostered in sleeper leagues, so it's not going to take much to get them on your teams. But since week 7, they're second in pressure rate. They are 13th in drives ending in an offensive turnover. This is a really good defense that, while, yes, they're probably going to give up a lot of points, they force pressure, they get sacks, and they get turnovers, and these are how we score fantasy points, people. So I don't give a crap if the Patriots hang 20-plus 30 points on them. They could still walk away with a really good score for fantasy purposes.
Chris, your defensive streamer of the week is?
I would look at the Los Angeles Chargers just because we don't know what Tua Tagovailoa's health status is going to be coming out of their game on Sunday. Ankle injury, don't know what the timetable is. And when Skylar Thompson came in, of course, it was against the San Francisco 49ers, but immediately threw an interception to pretty much, ice that game and what was a complete calamity for Miami. So if Tua winds up sitting for another week, also Jalen Waddle left the game as well, so they might be down to just Tyreek and whatever they've got left. Trent Sherfield can't expect a 75-yard touchdown every single week, which was wild to watch. So with a lessened passing attack for Miami, it's entirely possible that we can see the Chargers actually have a decent pass rush. And also, their tackling was optional against the Raiders on Sunday. I don't expect that to be the case against Jeff Wilson. So I do think the Chargers are a solid ad.
All right, let's go to the top waiver wire ads of the week. For those of you who have waivers running and no fab to spend, Chris, why don't you go first? Give me your top five guys. What's the order?
So let's see. I would probably start at the quarterback position. So let's say Jared Goff would be up at the top for me. And then afterwards, I would probably work it down through, Corey Davis, Nico Collins, and then, oh no, actually take that back. Jared Cook. Oh my gosh. What a slip on my part.
It's all right. It's James, week 13.
Chris, yeah. James we're all Cook.
Run by a thread here.
Yeah. Okay, James Cook behind
5,000 shows. Right. It's okay if that happens. It's all right, everybody.
Just a quick slip. James Goff, yeah. Cook, we'll go Collins, Davis. And then afterwards, I don't know. You could probably talk me into any of the wide receivers at that point, but I probably at least for sure would be those top four.
All right, D-Bro, who are your top guys?
It's going to be James Cook, Corey Davis, DJ Chark, Cam Akers, and Julio.
It's a good list, boys. Good list.
Keep or drop.
All right, let's go to a little game of keep or drop. I'm going to give you the roster percentage of these guys on the sleeper app, and you tell me if you want to keep or drop them. Right. Add some of these guys. Jaylen Warren, 33% rostered. We've played this game a lot with him. We keep going back and back in the yo-yo. After Najee Harris planted a guy, and he might be growing some sort of flower by now because he went him straight into the ground. Chris Allen, do you want to keep or drop Jaylen Warren?
Yeah, I need to ask. I need to find out what's going on with Najee Harris that made him that frustrated that he had to dribble a human across the ground.
That was
rough.
And now then the guy tried at the last minute to grab his ankle too, and he was like, "Man,
yeah, nah, I'm dropping. I'm dropping Warren. I mean, he's fine if you have a larger bench, but I'm dropping him at this point."
Same thing for you, D-Bro?
I think it depends on the size of your league and the size of your bench. And most aspects, I'm going to try to hold him because he's looked explosive when he's been given the ball. And I still think that he's the direct backup. Even though we saw Benny Snell work ahead of him last week, I still look at him as the direct backup for Najee Harris.
It's week 14. He doesn't have a team. He's Odell Beckham. He's still rostered at 49% of leagues. D-Bro, should you be just... I mean, at what point do we go, it's just not happening? It's not going to matter, right?
No. I will not hold on to Odell at this point in the season. What are you hoping for?
I don't know.
He's not gonna be any team that signs him right now is doing it for a playoff push. They're not doing
right. And are you gonna feel comfortable throwing him in a lineup at week 16? No. I don't know. I find it hard to believe. So Chris, you're on the outs too. Drop him, 49% rostered. Okay.
Yeah. Drop.
Last one. Brandon Cook still 79% rostered. 79. Let that number sink in. Chris Allen.
What are we doing? Why? We just talked about earlier. Kyle Allen targets, unless they're short and quick, I don't want them. So no.
No, I am short and quick. Don't you guys want me?
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's get to the listener mailbag too. We take your questions straight from our Discord, fantasybros.com/chat. Again, free to join, but you get the AMAs, the stages, access to us. It's an amazing place. Go check it out. Again, fantasypros.com/chat. This one is from Evni. Pick up Jameson Williams and drop Drake London. Is that a move either of you guys want to make? I thought this was super provocative and a great discussion piece because Jameson Williams is back. We all love Jameson Williams. We all love Drake London, but we know what Drake London has been this year, unfortunately, because of Marcus Mariota. D-Bro, I'm going to let Chris Allen think a little bit more on this one. What do you think? You
want to make this move? If we wouldn't have had Drake London go out and finally get like an alpha target share and pop off with this week's game when he went above 90 receiving yards, if that wouldn't have happened, yes, I'd be saying go with JMO. But if this
he saved is it.
Possibly at least in the range of, okay, 8 to 10 targets weekly moving forward, you got to hold Drake London. Have to.
Same thing for you, Chris.
Yeah, I'm with that. I mean, just looking at Jameson Williams, I mean, we've got solid matchups like for Detroit, like moving forward. But unless I can really see the targets, the snaps and all that start to really ramp up over the next few weeks, which we can't expect that to, it's a tough move for me. I'd rather stick with London.
Yeah, 3 for 3. But I thought it was provocative and fun anyway to talk about, especially with DJ playing well, too, for Detroit. I just don't know how many targets are left, especially if Swift is catching balls again and he's healthier in the offense. It just becomes very little, I think, around to talk about that. All right. So, gentlemen, that's going to wrap things up. Make sure you go over here and you follow our good friend Chris Allen over on Twitter. Again, that Twitter handle is Chris Allen FFWX. Chris, we appreciate you hanging out with us again. Everybody go to fantasypros.com/contest. Go get involved in that Christian Watson jersey giveaway and go check out fantasypros.com for all the great content and the YouTube channel too. Who are your waiver wire ads of the week? Go ahead, drop them in the YouTube comments. That's what we got to do. I want to thank the sponsors of today's show, including No House Advantage. Head over to nohouseadvantage.com or download the app and use that promo code PROS, that's one word, PROS, for a one-time deposit match up to $50 on your first deposit at No House Advantage. And check them out today and experience daily fantasy redefined, because it's not just how you play, but where you play at No House Advantage. And don't forget about Air Medcare Network. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use the offer code FantasyPros. No matter where you are in the game of life, an Air Medcare Network membership is the protection no one should live without. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Chris Allen and Derek Brown, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, Every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.